This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
James, how may I help you?
Hi, my name is Natasha. I'm calling from XPO Customer Service. I have an order for you. I'm just seeing if you can get some information for me.
Sure. What's the order number?
It is 7734-2179.
All right, give me a moment here. Waiting on my computer to catch up here.
Okay.
Sorry, my computer's running slow. For some reason, it's not.
It's just the day.
Oh, okay. Now we're cooking with gas. Must have just been can always tell it's bad when your computer slows completely down and then it breathes like it's its last breath on a ventilator. I'm like, are we really doing this today? Because I want to help somebody. And, okay. And I've been having trouble as it is, but we're just trying to get Control-C. All right, give me a minute here to get this all figured out. Mm-hmm. It would have took less time if my computer would have decided not to sigh. All right. What is the name and address of the client?
C by Charlie, Peter Holcat. Address is 549.
Sounds about correct.
I tried. I'm 549 Iris Lane, St. Louis.
And the phone number is 314-728-1651?
Mm-hmm.
What can I do for you?
Okay. On this order, they are scheduled for Monday. Now, it was a note on order from the 6th that the unit wasn't available at that time. And I just want to make sure. He said that he received a cancellation, a call from Best Buy that the order was canceled. So I was just trying to see if you had any notes
Well, let me see.
Maybe it's on back order or something. I don't know.
So on 4-6, there was a call to call the customer and reschedule. And okay, and then it looks like they set him for April 11th. So there was a cancellation, but that was on 4-6 when he got an email about it.
Okay, so that was not all right. For the 4-11.
Well, I think that's what created the 4-11.
The cancellation. Yeah, but he was looking at it like the 4-11 is what was being canceled. And the, you know, the 4-6 originally.
No, I think what well, I think that's where the miscommunication is. Because what happened was on 4-6, someone contacted him via email because they couldn't call him for some reason. And I'm going to check into this for a second here. And that is the dishwasher, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm typing as we talk that way. Then I know that what we're talking about is the same thing. It looks like by my note that I have through OMA is that they had a conversation because the unit's been received to where it was. It was received in 4-9.
Today.
So it's where it's supposed to be. Well, it's not technically where it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be this house.
right.
Okay. On order. Let me update this order status. So, but when I read the note from 4-6 at like 5:30, it looks like it wasn't available, and they called him, but wasn't able to complete the thing. So they sent him an email, and then set it for April 11th from 7 to 4.
Okay.
You know.
Right.
So it's still being delivered. 4/11/22, and I want to make sure I'm of that before I make it into a grand summary here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks like everything is Thunderbirds go.
Okay.
I would say our customer does not have to worry about that. There shouldn't be a big issue at all. Let me get some information for you so that we know to. Now, is the customer call, are you on the phone with them now?
Mm-hmm.
Or did they call?
I'm back in.
Oh,
no,
okay.
He called
if you need.
To just
okay.
confirm, you know,
okay.
Well, his question was, was the 4-11 being canceled? And, with the miscommunication, I believe he was just looking at the email for the 4-11. But it was actually 4-6. It's when you guys sent that cancellation notification to him. So.
Right, and that's why they sent him the notification because that was the reason. So so he shouldn't have a problem for 4-11, and they should call him because it's if on my end I see that it's where it's supposed to be able to be delivered. It got received. Because the initial problem was it wasn't going to be there till the 9th. So, and it got received on the 9th. So, everything looks good. So, I mean, we could tell him that. I don't know any other better phrases to use than it's all good. I mean, is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, that was it. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is James.
Okay, great. Thank you. That was
and I have that. I have that case ID when you're ready. If I didn't already give it to you, 285-154-698.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. You've been.
Oh, and
so
thank
helpful.
You. And I'm glad that I can help.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
Bye.